This is KUT. The rate of infant mortality in Texas is almost 6 per 1,000 people, but the infant mortality rate for the black population is twice as high. The same is true in Travis County. As KUT's Veronica Zarachovia reports, health officials in Texas are trying to reduce the rates with a new partnership across the state.
Health officials have some ways of explaining the disparity in rates of infant death among blacks compared to whites and Latinos. David Lakey is a vice chancellor for population health at the University of Texas System.
Part of it is access and getting into care. Getting chronic diseases taken care of before a woman becomes pregnant, so if she has diabetes, obesity, the tobacco, those type of issues addressed early on.
But that doesn't fully explain the higher rate in the black community. After all, Latinos also have high rates of obesity and diabetes and are more likely to be uninsured. Black women may be exposed to more stress.
The job opportunities, the stress that a young single woman would have that probably plays into those higher rates of prematurity and, unfortunately, infant mortality in the state of Texas.
Not just economic stress, as Rachel Farley explains. She's with the Austin-Travis County Health and Human Services Department.
And also stress from racism that particularly affects black women. That can also possibly have an effect on birth outcomes.
Being black could be related to why babies of black mothers are twice as likely to not reach their first birthday than their white or Latino peers. The University of Texas System and UT Health Northeast in Tyler have a new collaborative made up of healthcare providers, scientists, hospitals, and state agencies to improve birth outcomes. This effort, announced earlier this month, is called the Texas Collaborative for Healthy Mothers and Babies. One goal is to provide support for moms in their daily lives, not just prenatal care. Veronica Zarachovia, KUT News.